Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.
We are first talking with Erie County Comptroller and founder of the show, Kevin Hardwick. Kevin, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Joe, and thanks for arranging the ride over here for Debbie and myself. You know, you got us in a few minutes before the gates opened, and here we are. We get a golf cart ride over here. It's like the royal treatment.
Anything for you, Kevin,
Thank you. I appreciate
that. I mean, you handed the show off to me, and I try not to let you down.
No, you've done well.
So, of course, the first question, because we're at the fair, what's your favorite part of the fair? Like, what do you like about the fair?
I think just being here, honestly, in the time that I've been in Erie County, which we're going now on 37 years since I got the job with Canisius College and moved here, this is probably only my third or fourth time at the fair.
Yeah.
So just being here, it's nice. Got a nice day so far. The rain has held off, so Debbie and I are looking forward to it after this, going through the gauntlet here with Beamer.
Yeah, well, you've been very successful dropping a few pounds. Are you afraid that...
I am. That is. There's a lot of food here that Frank, my dietitian, should not hear about, and I'm going to try to avoid it. And it's tough because anybody that's gone through a weight loss and then gained a little bit back and tried to get that willpower back, I mean, the fair is not the place to be.
No, but it's like the airport with money. Calories don't count when you're in the fair. That's what I've been told.
Is that so?
So, Kevin, obviously you've been in the news a lot for many things, as always. I want to start with the stadium. Now, I know you talked with Susan and Brian about this, but I've been very critical, and it wouldn't be fair if I didn't ask you. The 6%... well, explain that first for the listeners who might not know, the 6% Erie County surcharge.
Yeah, it's really, Erie County is kind of like the middleman. As part of the deal that brought about the creation of the new stadium and the Stadium Corporation, which now owns it, Erie County agreed for future improvements to the stadium to collect a 6% tax on everything stadium related, including parking and concessions, obviously tickets, and turn that over every April 30th to Empire State Development. They'll give it to the Stadium Corporation when the Bills need a new scoreboard or whatever capital improvements they might need. That's as opposed to what we used to do under the old lease, is when those improvements, millions of dollars every year, were made out of county taxpayer dollars. So we took general revenues, which everybody pays in. If you own a home in Erie County or you pay sales taxes in Erie County, you've been paying for the new scoreboards, the new turf at the old Highmark Stadium. Now it's just the people with that 6% tax. It's just the people that go to the stadium, that buy merchandise there, that buy concessions there, that will be paying for it. If you're a homeowner in Erie County and you don't go anywhere near the stadium, you won't pay anything for the stadium anymore. You used to. You used to pay a lot.
So making it even less affordable of a ticket.
Well, you know what? We knew when the stadium was built, especially with the personal seat licenses, which are being used by the owners to pay for a large portion of their portion of the stadium, that last year, and I went to the last game with my grandson and my kids, You know, we knew that that might be the last game we were at for a while because it just wasn't going to be affordable.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you. I sold the two preseason games, and but I paid for a quarter of my PSL. It was great.
But on the other hand, it's still nice being here. And yes. You know, from what I saw in the news yesterday and the news this morning, people that were at the stadium, they seemed happy to be there, most of them.
There's one criticism you'll never hear from me. I will criticize certain things, but keeping the Bills here, I think, was important for everybody. I don't think people realize what we would lose if we lost our sports teams. It is an economic impact.
It's a major part of our identity.
Yes.
I mean, people are still talking about the Buffalo Braves, and they left before I even got here in 1989.
Yeah, they left before I was born.
Yeah.
So that 6%, but here's my thing, and this isn't a criticism of you, but you know, we've been saying, hey, we're out of the stadium business, out of the stadium business. But technically, Erie County's not out of the stadium business.
Yeah, we're a middleman. We collect that money. The Bills collect it from the people who buy stuff there, including tickets. They give it to us. We hang on to it till April 30th. We turn it over to the state, and you know, the state does with it what it will. And again, it's designed or it's meant to go to capital improvements.
But this isn't going to turn out to be like Social Security, where the county's going to borrow from it and then have like an IOU to the stadium fund.
No,
okay.
that won't happen.
Do you get a live, like, have you seen what the income from the first two games or the first two events?
You know, I checked last week. The scrimmage would have been the first money coming in. And we were asking, well, where's the money? You know, we were asking the Bills, where's the money? And they said they've got to reconcile some stuff with some of their vendors and everything like that. But it should be coming in a week or two. So it's obviously there's going to be a bit of a lag. Just like when you pay sales tax, you buy something at wherever you buy something. You buy a shirt at Walmart. Walmart sends that money to the state, but they don't do it that minute. They do it on a monthly basis.
Last stadium question. Across the street, we've seen Highmark 1 pretty much torn down. Is that the county tearing that down, paying for that? Is the county involved with that?
Part of the deal was that would be covered as part of the deal. No, I don't think that's the county.
So when it comes to land, your county doesn't own anything from under either of the stadiums?
You know what? I don't know the particulars of that. I just can't wait for that to be cleared so that when I do get enough money to go to a game,
yes,
I'll have no problem finding a parking spot.
You should have just said you wanted to go to a game, Kevin.
Would you have taken with that same golf cart that brought me over here today, taking me to the stadium? Maybe.
I don't know. I had a golf cart at Sunset Beach,
you know a guy. I know.
let's go into, as you said, I was talking to the clerk on Thursday at the Fireman's Hall. They had me down the street, and he was bringing up a bunch of things with zombie properties, and he wants to set up a payment plan for owners, you know, have fallen on hard times, which if you look at Erie County,
a lot
of people in Erie County have fallen on hard times.
And that's been done for years, but it's not through the comptroller's office. It's done through the real property office. Real property tax services will set up a payment plan. And, you know, that's been done, and
what's he asking differently? He wants your office to do it?
I don't know. I don't know if he understands our role and what we do and what we don't do. You know, he also talked about the people with the surplus money from an auction. You know, your property goes for taxes. You have $100,000 or you have a home and you owe $20,000 in taxes. You don't pay it for a few years. It goes auction. You get evicted, and the county sells the property. And it sells for $100,000, right? Well, we take the $20,000 and we pay off the taxes. Then there's administrative fees to pay for the auctioneer and things like that. But let's say there's still $70,000 left. Well, that $70,000 that we got for the sale of your house, once the taxes have been paid, is your money. And that's called, those are called surplus funds. And we in the comptroller's office keep them for a few years. And then if no one claims them, we send them to the state comptroller. And Tom DiNapoli puts them on his list that you can search. You know, if you're in a situation like that where your house was auctioned for taxes and you think there might be some money, you can go on Erie.gov, go to the comptroller section, and you can search our database to see if your property is among that. And, you know, if so, we'll get a hold of you and we'll help you reclaim that money. But I think he was arguing that we should that I should be reaching out to people on that list. And in point of fact, we have been. I mean, that's one of the first things I did in my first year. I personally went through the list of people that had their houses foreclosed upon by the county, had some money left over from the sale, and was rightfully theirs before we turned it over to the state. And I got to tell you, it was like pulling teeth finding these people. It's tough. Realize they're out of the house. Many of them have been out of the house for years by the time it gets auctioned, and it's very difficult to find them. I was able to find one or two. I have a paralegal in the office who's doing that now on an annual basis, but you know, it's not been as productive as we would have hoped.
But what about a payment plan before the property goes? Foreclosure.
Again, that's real property tax services. If you're behind in your taxes and you don't want to see them auction off, you should contact Erie County Real Property Tax Services, and hopefully they'll be able to arrange a payment plan for you. Now, the other thing that Mickey was complaining about.
Yes, I was going to get to that.
Well, was
but go on.
But you know, I know where you're going, and we're teammates on this, and you know, you and I have always been helping each other on the show. You helped me more than I helped you.
Well, you got me the show. So
Hardline. Anyway, he was talking about the 18% interest.
Yes,
that's the penalty. You know, if you fall behind on your taxes, the penalty is 18%. I mean, it's like a credit card. You know, some people pay 20-some% on their credit cards when they fall behind. And he was arguing that that's too much. And I would agree with him. That is confiscatory. 18% is way too much. But that's in a piece of state legislation called the Erie County Tax Act. And I am as indignant as he is about that. But I think his indignation is pointed at the wrong person. I think he was throwing a little bit at me, more at the Polling Cars Administration, as I heard the replay of the show. And it was the Polling Cars Administration that in 2018 tried to change the law to bring it from 18% down to 12%. It would have taken a change in state legislation. It went back and forth between the state legislature and the county of Erie. Town supervisors were involved. They had some problems with the deal. Finally, in 2018, we wanted to get that thing voted on before the state legislature went home for the year, and that's in late June. So there was a special meeting called on June 14th to vote on an amendment to make changes to the Tax Act that would have lowered that 18% rate down to 12%. You know, still a high rate, but certainly a lot better. You're cutting it by a third. The special meeting, that was the only item on the agenda. That was why the meeting was called. It was called to get it to Albany before they went out of session. And we went into the meeting, and we were going to vote on it. And then the Republicans moved to adjourn, and they were joined by two Democrats. I was a Republican at the time. I crossed over and voted with the Democrats not to adjourn. The vote to adjourn was 6-5, and we gaveled in, basically, and we gaveled out before we could vote on it. And it's quite clear the votes weren't there for it to change that. And, you know, you might ask why that was, and you'd probably get different interpretations from a lot of people, and I don't want to go into the politics of it. But the Polling Cars people worked hard to get that, you know, get that changed from 18 to 12. And then, you know, the legislature, led by the Republicans, most of the Republicans, although joined by a couple Democrats, dropped the ball on that. So it hasn't come up since. Now, should we have revisited it? Should we have worked to get support? Yeah, I think so. And if I get elected county executive next year, then certainly that's going to be a priority of mine, is getting that rate down from 18 to 12. And I'm sure Mickey will join me in supporting that.
I want to go back to making it easier for people who have fallen behind, because Erie County, I mean, 35% of Erie County is on some kind of assistance plan. Could we not make it easier for homeowners to catch back up without being penalized, without foreclosing? Yeah. Like
that, and that would, number one, to do that on a blanket basis, it would take amendments to the Erie County Tax Act. And as I said, in June 14th of 2018, 8 years ago, we had that ready to go, but, you know, we gaveled in and gaveled out of that session. The votes weren't there, unfortunately. And again, the Polling Cars people were pushing that. I think Maria White, who was then deputy county executive, now she's a deputy mayor over in the city of Buffalo, I think was the point person on that, if I'm not mistaken. I could be mistaken. But regardless, they were pushing it. And it's something that I agree. We should revisit. So that's in general what we should do. But specifically, you know, for the specific individual, again, if there is a hardship, they can call Real Property Tax Services. And if you have a relative, perhaps an elderly relative who's behind in their taxes, and they don't know what to do, I would say give Real Property Tax Services a call and try to work out a payment plan.
We got to get another show of you and Mickey in studio together. Remember that? That was a lot of fun.
You know what? I ran into him at the Puerto Rican and Hispanic parade yesterday, yep. And we had a nice talk. And we talked about you, Joe.
Oh, hey.
You know, your ears were ringing, I'm sure.
But I do want to ask
you. And we agree you look good.
Thank you. Thank you. At least someone in the in county government does. I want to ask you about, you know, just the state of Erie County, because we were talking with Catherine from Feed More Western New York. Mm-hmm. And she said over the last 4 years, so it wouldn't be just one presidential administration. I know that's what the county executive would try to say. But over the last 4 years, the dependents or people that are looking for assistance went up 51%. Why do you think that is in Erie County?
I think there are a number of reasons. I mean, number one, obviously, everybody was hit for a loop with COVID. A lot of businesses went out. There were all sorts of problems. And we're still recovering from that. I mean, we may not be recovering. The epidemic is no longer there, but the fallout, and we see it in education and other places, obviously. Other reasons, of course, you know, the cutbacks at the federal level, I think, have hit everybody in the nation pretty hard. And I think we've only seen the beginning of that. We're really concerned about what's going to happen after the midterm elections, when a lot of the components of the Big Beautiful Bill take effect, either later this year or early next year, or even year after that.
And we talked a lot about that last time you were on my weekday show. But when you look at the median household income in Erie County, it is $10,000 less than the national income. You look at the city of Buffalo, it's $30,000 less. Why do you think that is? I mean, that obviously is not cannot be a Trump problem or a polling cars problem, to be fair. Like, why is it? Why are we having such lower? We have a higher minimum wage than the federal, and we're told that's supposed to bring everything up. Yet we have 10,000 at the county, over 30,000 at the city level.
Yeah,
what causes that?
You know, I think there are a number of reasons for that. But in the end, I mean, I think one of the things that people like about living here is the low cost of living. I mean, you can get by with a smaller. I mean, if you're done in Brooklyn, you can't get by on a decent Erie County salary. You can't live. You need a lot more.
Right.
So they employers are willing to pay their employees more in a New York City, a San Francisco, and a Los Angeles. And I think that
nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
That makes up a big part of that statistic. I think when you look at other comparable size areas in the nation, I think we do okay. And it's the best place to live, isn't it?
I mean, if it wasn't, I wouldn't still be here.
And the Bills haven't even won a Super Bowl yet. Imagine when they do.
This is the year, unless Joe Brady puts
this is the year.
Josh Allen out for another preseason game. Jeez.
Well, yeah, it was a little bit scary there,
you think?
Wasn't it?
Two more questions for you. Jeremy Zellner, running for re-election in September.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he should be re-elected by the committee It's been a tough year for Jeremy. I think we can both admit that.
Yeah.
Do you think he should hold the role past September?
I think I'll give you a political answer. I don't like to dodge questions, but I'm not a committee person, so I'm going to do my best to dance around this one. I think he's certainly entitled to run for that position. I think as a chair, forget about anything else. I mean, people are criticizing other actions he's taken. As a chair, he's been very effective. Certainly, I have no qualms. I mean, I've gotten reelected countywide twice with a lot of help from Jeremy Zellner. So we'll see. That's up to the committee.
I don't think Chris Scanlon would say the same thing.
Well, you know what? Yeah, no, I agree. but at the same time, I think that Jeremy, at least in the last year or two, has developed some problems. He's got a difficult relationship with the Working Families Party. The Working Families Party is to the Democrats what the Conservative Party is to Republicans, a reliable second line that, you know, really helps in general elections. He also has a stressed relationship with organized labor, and I think organized labor is extremely important, especially when you talk about all the problems that you were alluding to a little while ago with the big beautiful bill, and the problem it is affordability. I think organized labor is huge, and we ought to make peace with them. So I'm hoping whatever happens with the reorganization next month, that the party is able to come together. I hope everybody can come together, because there's a lot to be done for the community and certainly for the nation.
When are you announcing your run for county executive?
I thought I did earlier in the interview.
Was that an official announcement?
Yeah, no, I'm not going to make an official announcement. I've been telling people for a while I'm running for county executive. I've been, saying I'm interested in it. I'm running. Yeah, at some point in time, I probably will have an official announcement, a speech or a video, or put something out like that. But in the meantime, I'm running. You know, I'm trying to get that perfect. I'm under contract with a guy who has the Dancing Kangaroos. I want them there for the announcement. I thought, go big or go home, right, Joe?
Yeah.
But no, in the meantime, until that happens, I'm running for county executive.
Are you looking for the party's endorsement? Because it looks as if the party's endorsing the deputy county executive.
Party hasn't taken a vote on that yet. I'm interested in everybody's support.
Yep.
I think I got David Bellavia's the other day. I told him when I was talking to him that I would count it as an endorsement. I'm not sure.
I'm still waiting for him to take you up on.
So, Joe, if you want to endorse me today, I'd be glad.
Well,
to,
I don't. This is not the Joe Beamer opinion show, so I can't do endorsements on Hardline. This I try in the spirit of Kevin Hardwick.
So, what time are you on tomorrow? I mean, it changes every day. I'll be back, and you can endorse me.
I can tell you tomorrow.
Okay. I won't know.
I can't tell you what time I'm going to be on tomorrow. That is Erie County Comptroller Kevin Hardwick, the founder of the show. Kevin, always great talking with you.
Thanks, Joe.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.